What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch Podcast.
What's up, guys? It is 2021, and we are back with Here's the Sitch Podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Oh, damn, honey. I like that tagline right there. We haven't used it in a while. So what is happening? This right now is the first recording of 2021, I believe.
Is. Yeah. I was going to say that, but part of my brain like rebooted and I was thinking maybe it's pregnancy brain. Maybe we did one episode, but no, it is the kickoff of 2021, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is the first kickoff of 2021. I'm sure like most of us out there and some of the fans and listeners, they're hoping for a better year, you know?
Listen, we are all hoping for a better year. I think I don't like to complain. However, listen, as a collective world, last year was rough.
It was. We don't complain, but we have to be realistic.
We have to be realistic and face the facts.
It was rough for everyone.
So we're hoping this year is much better. We're hoping a lot of more people stay healthy, stay safe. The vaccines are here. Mm-hmm. And actually, I heard some information about the vaccines over the weekend, too.
Exactly. Your mom got one, right? Didn't she?
My mom got the Moderna one.
She did?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She got the first part of it. Mm-hmm. She felt fine. A lot of our friends got, I don't know which ones, but like all of our friends in the medical field, like anybody that works in the hospitals or like a doctor or surgeon, they all got their vaccine. And I heard from someone that works at Pfizer that Pfizer has made enough vaccines for everybody.
Yeah.
So like some people are searching to get on a wait list and get on some kind of list so that they can go get the vaccine, or people in high risk situations. Mm-hmm. But the problem isn't the companies. The companies have put everything else they produce on hold so that they can make enough vaccines, and it's the government that is not able to roll it out as quickly.
I have been reading that there have been a few complications to some, I think I would have to say rare cases or minimum cases. I mean, that's going to happen, I guess.
I think it's going to happen with anything.
Yeah.
So I'm pregnant. I am not getting it. It's weird because in the beginning they were telling pregnant women not to get it because there weren't studies on it. But then 2021 came and all of a sudden a lot of doctors are telling pregnant women to get it. So I'm already more than halfway there. So I'm just not going to do anything. But after the baby's here, then I think we need to decide what we want to do.
Yeah. Also, during this winter or this, I think they said it was going to be a dark winter. I've noticed a lot more people getting it, you know, especially around here in New Jersey.
You mean getting COVID?
Getting COVID, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's been getting it where we live.
But luckily and thank God that most of the people that have been here that have been getting it, it hasn't been such a severe case, you know?
Yeah. They haven't been having so many horrible reactions. Although they've had fevers and sickness and all that, most of them weren't hospitalized. But that's the thing. You don't know how you're going to have a reaction to it. So you still have to be vigilant and stay safe and stay healthy and be socially responsible for yourself and for your community.
Actually, I think across in other parts of the world, they're shutting down again, right? Did you hear that?
Yeah, a lot of Europe is on lockdown. Germany's on lockdown, like heavy.
I don't think they can afford to do that again in the US. I think we've been beaten down pretty much. I don't think they can afford another lockdown.
I don't know.
But then again,
nothing ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of the COVID talk. Let's get back into some positive speaking, some positive behaviors.
What will that be, honey?
I mean, it's still January. Mm-hmm. Like, how many people are out there still on their resolution kick?
I mean, that's an ongoing thing. I like that you brought that up.
Because the month is not over. It feels like it's been a long month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's been January for a minute.
It has been. This is the last week of January.
Yeah.
And I've been doing great on my diet. This has been the third straight week of intermittent fasting. At least 16 hours. Sometimes I work out twice a day if I can. Obviously, I'm always listening to my body. So sometimes if I'm tired, I will do one workout. And sometimes if I feel that I'm a little bit beat up, I will take a day off this past week. I did 5 days in the gym. I did a little bit more of a cheat than I wanted to at the towards the weekend. There was the fight on, and I had a little too many snackers at night. But I have to, you know, sort of not be so hard on myself. I'm working hard. This is my third straight week in 2021, working hard towards my goals. You have to work on them now, right, honey? Because it takes months to get in good shape, you know? And I'm not necessarily saying I'm in bad shape right now, but I know what it takes. I know the recipe to get in good shape.
You do know the recipe. And you've done it before many, many times. Yeah. That's the best thing, that you know it works. So you want to put your head down and put in the hours and put in the work. And when he says he works out twice a day, we know that that's not something that may be attainable to a lot of people because you have different types of career paths and jobs. You have to understand that, like, this is working out and staying fit is a big part of his job and his lifestyle. So he has to put in that many hours to, you know, maintain that. And then also it helps him, you know what I mean? We always talk about how working out is the best, is our foundation of our healthy behaviors and our positivity and endorphins and so many other things. So we love to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But you do the most of it. You do extra because it does correlate with your job.
Yeah. I really like what you said because
people think they're like, why are you doing 2 days in the gym every day? Like, who has time for that? Well, it's part of his job.
It's part of my job. But also when there are some stressful situations in life and you're dealing with a lot of things. I'll be honest. I always say this all the time. I revert back to the basics. You know what I mean? I handle life in steps, and, you know, handle my recovery in steps. We've handled anything that was tough in small victories. And eventually that leads to the war being won. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Yes. And I also do think with so many people working from home now, so many different industries that never were doing it before that are now working from home, you may be able to maybe not put in hours twice a day, but I'm sure you can get up earlier, go for a walk before you start your workday and have a clear head, and then maybe do like a 30-minute online virtual workout class or something like that at night. Like, you can definitely find a way to start and end your day.
Yeah, it's
with activity.
It's in steps. I would definitely prioritize something before work starts. And then you shower and then start your day. You'll obviously start to eat healthy throughout the day because you've, you know, worked out. And as time goes on, that is your daily schedule. You'll be able to add more steps to it, meaning more time. Maybe you'll be able to add in a midday workout. That's just how it is. But the hardest part is usually starting. And I'm sure those people out there that are listening, it's January. It is, you know, resolution time.
It is. You know? You have time to, you always have time to start.
Yeah.
But you most especially still have time to get on that train because it is January. It is the beginning of a new year, a new chapter, a new anything you want it to be. So start your year off how you want it to go. I think that's great advice. And I really miss it. I really miss working out. I'm doing my cardio occasionally. I do it a few times a week. And I just keep it slow because that's what's been working for me. But when I do get it in those days, I'm like so – I feel so much better. Yeah. I have such a better outlook.
Probably get a better sleep too.
I'm so much happier. I definitely get better sleep, but it also like knocks me out so much more. Where if I have other things on the schedule, like if I'm working and I'm doing other things, I can't really – plan on doing that much cardio because it takes a lot out of me. It's just, you know, you have to listen to your body when you are going through these changes. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going the opposite spectrum of gaining and he is losing. So we're kind of balanced out over in the household.
Well, speaking of talking about you, we are 22 weeks preggers.
We are 22 weeks pregnant, which is more than halfway. Halfway is 20 weeks.
It's going by quick.
Which is amazing. Yeah. It's definitely going quicker now. Although we'll see how it goes because a lot of people say the beginning goes quick and then at the end it's like dragging. But it is going quick for me. I think it's going even quicker for me because I have yet to do one thing in the baby's nursery. And I'm stressed.
I disagree. I disagree with her all the time about this because currently right now, guys, we have the painter here right now.
Oh, we do have the painter here.
She has forgotten about that. But the painter is here right now to sort of paint part of the house and get some of the other rooms ready in case a mother-in-law has to, or some family stay over to help with the baby, as well as we're getting to painting the nursery. So we're just on time. She's also looking into certain furniture options for the nursery. So we're right on time.
Yeah, that's what freaks me out the most. We are on time, but the COVID has thrown a wrench in shipping for every business.
For everything.
Listen, we have businesses. We have our Stitch store. We have Brotrition. And we do a lot of shipping. We do a lot of shipping with our partners. And it was a struggle over the holiday season because we had to switch. We switched. Shout out to UPS. Thank God for them. It
takes weeks and weeks for merchandise to get to people's places sometimes.
Yeah, and it's out of our control. Mm-hmm. You know, we did the best that we could. And I think the whole world got kind of stuck with a shipping problem. And a lot of people I know who have been doing, like, redoing houses and furniture have been getting so many crazy delays. So that's why I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even order it yet. But hopefully everything will come together in due time.
Well, like I said, I'm very excited. And it's so beautiful to watch, you know, how happy I think you are. It's so beautiful to watch this process. You know, it's very important to, when things like this are happening in your life, you stop and smell the roses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just love the look on your face sometimes, knowing that things are going well right now and we're handling it one day at a time. And I'm very happy and proud of you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, guys, so you know on Here's the Stitch podcast, my husband and I talk tremendously about fitness, working out, trying to push ourselves to the next level, and just staying healthy, and how fitness is really the foundation of our life. But you can't talk about performance without addressing recovery. Some things that I used to love to do in my recovery, and I say used to because I'm pregnant right now, but I would take steam showers on a daily basis. That is something that would just help my body relax, know that it's time for bed, and give my muscles that, like, much needed break after a long day of working and working out and maybe being a little stressed with what is going on in the world. So I can't do my steam showers now, but what I do like to do is meditate, and you really have to find something to help you with your recovery. But one thing I've recently added into my daily routine, and it's helping to make a noticeable difference for me, is Nucom. I've noticed a difference since I started using Nucom in just being a little bit more calmer after a session with it. It's kind of like meditating. I actually like to do it right before bedtime, but you can do it any time of the day. You could do it when you first wake up. So every night before bed, I do the Nucom, and it just really has helped my body to relax. Since I can't do that steam shower anymore, Nucom is it for me. Nucom is the only system of its kind clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. The Nucom system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, reduction in stress, and boost in recovery. How you recover from exercise can make all the difference when it comes to getting back in the game. From inflammation to sleep quality and to even your mental resilience can all play a big role in how quickly you can recover. Used after a workout, Nucom can quickly take you out of your catabolic breakdown mode and shifts you into a healthy buildup mode so you can heal and recover as quickly as possible. And that is why I love doing my Nucom session right before bed, because it just helps me get my mind into that calm energy for sleep. So make 2021 the year you achieve your fitness goals with Nucom. We have a special link set up specifically for our listeners. Go to situationnucom.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of Nucom and their money-back guarantee. That's situationnucalm.com. Situationnucalm.com. You guys are going to absolutely love it.
We have started to film more. Jersey Shore Family Vacation has not been easy. We're filming sporadically, a week here, a week there. It's not easy to plan, even obviously in 2021. you know?
Yeah, it's been difficult to get everybody. I mean, we haven't tried to get everyone together so much. We're more or less filming like when everyone's home, like we've been filming in our house.
I like filming when we do like what they're called hometowns. Yeah. And we film on the East Coast. Paulie and Ronnie and the guys film on the West Coast, and we film in various different combinations of people and friends.
And then we try to get everyone and together.
Stories and things like that. And then we eventually get everyone together. But I like filming like this. This was the type of filming that you saw, I think, the first 1 to 3 episodes, I believe, of this recent season.
Yeah. It shows a lot more like well-rounded of what's going on in everyone's life, I think.
Yeah, and it's definitely fast paced. But also during the show now, I feel that we've gotten over a big hump when finally Dina and Angelina's had finally met after 10 months. They finally hashed some things out, and now we have another big episode that airs this week that I'm sure Jenny J-Wow Farley is going to be flying in from Jersey to Vegas for one of the sit-downs of sit-downs. You know, it's been 10 months, and they're finally going to be all in one place at one time. So I'm excited to see this week's episode. But also, it took a lot of strength and a lot of patience for all of us to even get there for RSVP to put this together.
Yeah, I was really excited when Jenny finally came because she's such a big piece of the family. So when we were already there for a period of time, and then she came, I was really excited because I'm close with Jenny too. I'm close with all of them, but it was always nice to get as many people as you could get together at a time.
It was not easy filming with COVID, and it wasn't easy filming with this beef that was been on the barbecue for over 10 months. And finally, like we said in the last episode, finally Dina stepped up. You know, and just put it to rest. Now we have J-Wow coming in from the East Coast. So I'm very excited because now the episodes, I believe, are going to move a lot quicker.
They're going to move fast. There's going to be a lot more fun stuff. Lighthearted, serious. Like, I think it's going to be that good combo that it always is with Jersey Shore.
But what the fans don't know is there's tons going on right now behind the scenes. Oh, my God.
That's why we're trying to film. Yeah. Because we're trying to stand. Oh, sorry. I'm wearing my Apple Watch. And sometimes that, you know, that beat just goes off. That was, I'm not going to say her name because she's going to do it again. It's Siri.
What was she saying?
I don't know. She said she was trying to understand.
Tell her we're doing a podcast right now. I can't have this. I was in a flow right there.
But yeah, there's a lot happening right now.
We can't really say what's happening because we're about to do the filming. And I get so excited because I feel like I'm at like the top of my game right now. When I'm doing my interview and when I'm doing my lines, and you're so happy and you look so beautiful with your pregnant glow. I'm so excited that we get to tell this part of the story.
Yeah, it's really fun right now, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't wait for you guys to see the rest of the episodes that we shot in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, people always say, like, reality stuff is scripted or your show is so scripted, and it's like you can go either way with what your thoughts or your idea is on things. But like, if this season has shown you anything, it's shown you that our show is not scripted.
No.
Because like the girls wouldn't see each other. So like, imagine how frustrated we had gotten at times.
All of us were frustrated.
Like,
Everyone was.
We loved everybody, and we just like, we were so frustrated because we just wanted to move on. And like, it's funny because we see all your comments and we hear what you guys are saying. Like, oh, can we just move on? It's like, that's how we all feel. That's how we all felt. And that's why it's being shown on the show, because that's exactly what our group of friends were going through.
We are a very, very tight group of friends. Over 10 years, it might even be 12. I don't even know. But it really took that amount of time, for this sit down to happen. They really didn't want to sit down with each other. Each side was, you know, very, I think, was it polarizing? Is that a good word to say? Polarizing?
Maybe.
There was no one wanted to budge. Eventually the boys really, really pushed hard. We were like, listen, enough is enough at this particular point. We love like you guys, but like, we need to move forward and have fun and be positive and have peace. And there needs to be some sort of middle ground. And it took this amount of time for this to happen.
Yeah. So a lot more happens in Vegas, but I feel like you guys are going to love it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. What's happening in the next episode or two, and I can't really preview too much. I'm sure they'll yell at me. But like I said, Jenny J. Well Farley in the building.
She arrives.
She arrives. And Jenny is a very, very strong character on the show. Mm-hmm. And so you see how she reacts to, I think it was the text that had happened between myself, Dina, and yourself, how it happens and how it's explained to her. And then I think everyone knows Dr. Drew comes in to sort of mediate, to help the mediation out, which is pretty cool. I was a big fan of him. And he's also very, very good on camera. So I was impressed with him.
But also that trip, a lot of you have asked on social media, in my DMs and stuff, is like, oh my God, Dina is 26 weeks and you're 22 weeks. So did you know you were pregnant in Vegas, or were you pregnant in Vegas? So I was this entire season. Yeah, I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't find out until part into the trip, because we had gone out there and listen, this is our job and this is what we love to do, but it's very time consuming. When we go on these trips, we film like 16-hour days sometimes. So I didn't want my brain to be preoccupied with taking pregnancy tests and like obsessing over it. So when we went out there, I was like, all right, we're going.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, it was
and
kinda
great.
Like, it was kind of like a let go and let God
happen. Exactly.
Have, you know,
and then I let a few days go by and then it happened. So I was pregnant that whole time. I just didn't even know it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot happens. And I think you guys get to see real time when we actually found out, you know, that we were preggers on camera. That's the real time what happened. So
yeah, I'm so excited for the rest of the season. And I think you guys will love it.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. And let's get back to some more positive news in the communities and what everyone is doing right now. I feel that 2021 is going to be a good year. I'm putting that into existence, and I think if you deserve it, the universe is going to serve it, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great year. That's what I think.
But how do you predict the future? I mean, you can't predict the future, but I feel that some of the more positive decisions and action that you do today can predict a better tomorrow.
Yeah, your behaviors today and your actions today will set you up for your future, basically. So every small decision you make every day, whether it's taking care of yourself or putting good food in your body or being good to a family member or a friend or a stranger or whatever it is, it's just setting you up to build on top of each day as a positive, better day the next day.
Exactly. I think that is where your power lies, and that is where you're going to find inches in life, in, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, and professionally. All those areas we've been preaching for since the whole 2020, to sort of be your best self, and that's how you're going to move forward. And even in 2021, I'm sure a lot of us, including myself, you can get fatigued, but the most important thing is to obviously get back to the basics, you know?
I think there's always improvements to be made, and you have to kind of, I wouldn't be so stuck on looking at 2020 and talking about how bad of a year it was and who went through this and who went through that. Even if you did have tremendous loss or change and it was rough, it's just, you can't, talking about that and what's in the rear view is not going to help you move forward. Mm-hmm. Or see the positive things that may be coming up in your life now in 2021. So I think you really need to let go of the past, of whatever happened last year, and just see 2021 as new opportunities and new changes. And I feel like a lot of industries have even changed for the better, because so many had to go virtual and so many had to just catch up with the times, which we have all these electronic advances. Why can't people work from home that are busy, that have kids, that maybe have far commutes or all these different things? So there's so many different positive things that you can implement into your life this year. And I think that's just a good place to start.
Yeah, I agree, honey. I like what you said, because COVID was a game changer. It kind of showed people, it showed companies that a lot of us could work from home. I think it changed the whole landscape and climate of how things are done.
It did. And I think it's for the better, because I think more people will have better work-life balance. They'll be a little bit happier. And listen, every adjustment and large change takes a long time to get accustomed to. So working from home is not something that, it sounds glamorous, it sounds great, but it takes commitment and structure and getting on a schedule and having a routine every morning. You can't just like roll out of bed and decide I'm going to work on my couch while watching Wendy Williams. Like, no, that's not how you're going to have a productive work day.
Yep.
You know, you have to set your alarm, get up at a certain time, shower, get ready, maybe put on more comfortable outfit than a normal office outfit, but you're still going to go into either an office in your home or a bedroom in your home or a specific workspace so that you're focused and energized on your tasks.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing today. And about when we're done with this podcast, I'm actually going to try to fix my hair up real quick. But we're working from home today.
I just realized, where are we going to do that interview? Because we have a painter in that room.
We're going to find a way, honey. You either find a way or you will find an excuse. We are doing one of our partners, Banyan Treatment Centers. We are doing a discussion today about COVID and how it relates to addiction and how we can move forward and continue to get that message across, which I believe we did in 2021, actually 2020, which we did tons of interviews from home, sort of spreading the message of positivity and hope, and the comeback is greater than the setback.
And I think that's another big point to what I just said.
Yeah.
You have to have structure, especially when your schedule is shaken out of whack or taken away, or your routine is like messed with. You have to create a new routine.
Yeah, today I'm excited. We have a 90-minute discussion today about addiction and how it relates to COVID and how we can continue to push forward. And I just said it in the last sentence, but we did a great job in 2020. We did tons of interviews the whole year, different Q&As. We even did virtual meetings.
We did.
Via, Zoom, I guess I can say
those
that.
Those are always cool.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of us. And it just shows out of something negative came tons of creativity.
Yeah, because you know what? Usually when we work with Banyan, we'll go visit a lot of their facilities throughout the country and visit with patients in person. So we could speak with them and meet them and have, you know, one-on-one sessions or group meetings. And we kind of hit a roadblock in the beginning of COVID. Like, oh, well, what can we do? So we started doing more interviews. And then we're like, well, we could just do virtual meetings. And we were able to visit so many Banyan Treatment Centers virtually that we wouldn't have been able to get on the calendar and travel to in probably who knows how long that would take. So it was really great that we were able to be innovative like everyone else and still keep that part of our lives, you know, up and busy.
Exactly. And if you or someone that you know is suffering from the disease of addiction or a mental health issue, please call 1-888-270-5712. Our partners are standing by. But honey, that's and what I just said, this has been one of our missions the past couple of years, to help some people that maybe are not able to help themselves right now. They're not really fighting. So I'm really very proud of us.
Me too. It's very important that we keep, that's like our most rewarding work that we do. We love working on the show. We love doing Jersey Shore. We love doing so many things. But when we get to do work with the treatment centers and speak with other recovering addicts or speak with people newly getting sober that are lost and don't really know where to go, it's like seeing like the light go off in their head when we're talking to them through our own experiences and our own stories. And they see like, oh, you're not full of shit. You actually have gone through some things. That's really, you know, it's just very rewarding. And I miss being able to see everyone in person. So hopefully this year we'll be able to do some more of that.
I know.
And we'll get out there.
I really want things to open up this year because it's, like I said, it was definitely a tough year. You know what? I'm going to push MTV. I think we should try to do like a TV show. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe we go around the country and We visit people that are suffering from the disease of addiction or some mental health issues, and we get them going back to the basics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe we get them into treatment, which is one of the hardest parts. Right, yeah. There, we will be saving lives. That would be awesome.
Well, you would be saving so many lives. I mean, the amount of people that reach out that you've helped them so much without even meeting them, without even going to the meeting or having a virtual meeting, just through them knowing your story and relating to you in some way and making the change based off like the changes you've made and the positive changes that have happened in your life. So I think that would be incredible. And I think
we would be an incredible team. And I'm going to really push in 2021. I started to push in 2020 for this. And to be honest, we definitely got a little bit of progress, but now it's 2021. I feel that there might be some room where filming could start to open up more. And yeah. I'm gonna push MTV. I'm gonna push some of the TV execs to make something happen, man. We could do such an awesome show. I don't know what we would call it, but something to do with, you know, just helping people transform their lives. You know, we have a lot of experience in motivation. My name on TV is The Inspiration, The Mediation, formerly known as The Situation. So I feel that something like this will be huge.
It would be huge. I think that's what you were made to do forever.
I'd also like to do a food show too.
Oh my God. I would love to do both. And as wonderful as a food show sounds,
believe it or not,
I don't know.
Believe it or not, last year we almost had a food show. And maybe it was COVID. I don't know.
COVID threw a wrench in everything, including like all of our projects.
Damn Food Network. Last minute, they just said no to me. I mean, we got down to like the final, you know, probably head honcho in the building. And listen, BDS is people know BDS in the streets. We got down to the final honcho in the Food Networks, and I guess they didn't, you know, follow through. We almost had it though.
Yeah, I don't remember. It wasn't like a no though. It was like a whole.
Yeah. You know,
like the usual.
People
like,
were big fans of our YouTube show that we were doing, Eating Our Best Life, which we are still going to be doing, but because of COVID's, we've kind of put that, I guess you could say on the shelf, it's been on hold, but that's something that we started in 2020. We're going to resume in 2021, but the wife is pregnant. We really can't be putting Mrs. Situation in harm's way. So right now it's on hold, but you know, in 2021,
We're going to get back to all of our YouTube shows once I'm back and running.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, we're back and running with Here's the Sitch podcast, the first recording of 2021. We recorded through the whole year of 2020. Very proud of us because all the fans, they really did like our recordings.
We did. Yeah. I see so many of your messages about how you listen to us on your walks, or you've implemented walking or some kind of light workout through the week, which is amazing. And I love hearing that because I often listen to podcasts when I'm doing my cardio. Uh-huh. I listen to our podcast when I'm doing our cardio. I listen to other ones. And sometimes I listen to sermons. I think doing your cardio or your walk is a great time where you don't have to be listening to like, you know, the hardest music or like pumping you up. If you want to, you can. But sometimes if you work out every day, like that can get old. So I like to change it up and kind of have educational things while I'm working out.
I like our reviews. A lot of people say that we are a nice, easy listen, nice positive vibes, you know, which is...
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to bring to your life and show you how to be a little more positive.
Yeah, this is a self-care, self-love sort of, I guess you could say, is it a do-it-yourself type of, you know...
No. DIY is like... crafts or like we are very far from a DIY couple, I will tell you that.
All right, so
a fixer upper house, like we have a painter here right now, we can't even paint.
Okay, well I meant like do it yourself with like self-care, self-love,
you know, self-improvement self-improvement,
exactly.
All right guys, so recently I discovered this app called Listenable. It's a learning platform with thousands of audio lessons created by world-class experts
in communication skills, career skills, personal development, relationships, productivity, and many, many more categories. I listened to this course on negotiating, and I thought it was really interesting. While I was actually doing my cardio, which I tell you guys all the time, I like to listen to podcasts, and I also like to listen to sermons sometimes. But now that I found Listenable, there's so many different categories where I can just educate myself and evolve on different things. It's like audiobooks or podcasts, but it's super concise and to the point. So Listenable is a sweet spot for those who want to learn new things while doing something else like running or even cooking. That's such a good idea to do that while I'm cooking. It'll make the time go so fast. Anyway, I thought you might really enjoy Listenable. I love it, and I think that you guys will too. It could be a total game changer, especially for those dreaded cardio sessions. Search for Listenable on the App Store or visit their website at listenable.io. Don't forget to use code SITUATION to get 50% off a year of a Listenable membership. That is a good situation. Code SITUATION to get 50% off one full year of a Listenable membership. Check it out. You guys are absolutely going to love it. I highly recommend it. If you're here on Here's the Sitch listening to our positive podcast, you definitely will find many, many categories on Listenable that will improve yourself. Use code SITUATION to get 50% off for a year of a Listenable membership.
Let's get to the phoners. It's about that time. Let's hear what the fans have to say. Here's the Sitch podcast, first recording in 2021. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Christy from North Carolina. I just wanted to ask your advice on meal prepping. My husband and I are, we're always working. The weekends, we really like to focus on trying to prepare, healthy meals for the week. But we find it really takes up a lot of time to prepare, all the Tupperwares and all the lunches and dinners and breakfasts for, the upcoming week. And, we usually will make a couple meals at a time, maybe for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But middle of the week, we're finding it difficult to continue the meal prep for the end of the week. Or just in general, sometimes the weekend, we really can't find the time to really put forward to meal prepping. So I just wanted to ask your advice on if you, do you guys utilize a lot of, meal subscriptions, or do you guys set aside any time for meal prepping, or just any feedback on that would be really helpful.
Well, we definitely do meal prep. We've been doing meal prep for years. If you cannot cook, I would definitely get a subscription service or go with a meal prep. We've been using Eat Clean Bro for years. Jamie and Kayla are really close friends of ours, the owners. Such an awesome company. They've been in business for actually their 8th birthday was the other day. So we're big fans of Jamie and Kayla over Eat Clean Bro. They do a great job. And I would definitely find time to prioritize exercise and obviously your diet, which would be including meal prep.
Yeah, I think that it sounds like you're doing the best that you can. Mm-hmm. So you may want to implement a subscription service for maybe half of the week,
yeah,
or towards the later half of the week when you're ready in work mode and you're tired and you don't feel like cooking for the rest of the mm-hmm. week and prepping. But also when you meal prep, what are you meal prepping? Because the simpler you keep it, it may taste boring mm-hmm. or whatever, but the simpler you keep it, it'll be a lot easier to make those bulk meals.
Yeah.
Whether it's a healthier rice and grilled chicken and a plain vegetable, you can make that in bulk and throw it in some containers. But if you're trying to fancy it up or something like that, maybe you do that for the first 3 days, but then you get a subscription service like Eat Clean Bro. Eat Clean Bro is available, I don't know in how many states, but I don't know where you are, so check them out.
Mainly the East Coast right now, but they're definitely expanding right now. I know.
Yeah,
that.
They're always expanding, and they're amazing. We love them. We order from them every week, and we implement that in with also our own cooking. So I would definitely, if you're that busy and time crunched, I would definitely find a subscription service in your area.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree, honey. We do the meal prep usually Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, we usually treat thyself, and you either cook, depending on how you're feeling, or we order in.
Well, when are we going to do an Eating Our Best Lives, Miss Lauren's Pregnancy Edition? I want to see some pregnancy eats. I want to know all about it. I want to know what her cravings are. I want to know what she can't stand. I'm so happy you guys are finally pregnant. I have prayed to the universe that this would happen, and it is here, and congratulations to both of you. But seriously, what is that baby boy hungry for? Let's get it out on the YouTube. I just want to say thank you guys so much for how awesome you are, and I hope you had an awesome holiday season, and may 2021 bring you nothing but greatness.
That was very cool. We just spoke about Eating Our Best Life, which is really cool, which a fan brought it up. But you've gone through some different stages throughout the pregnancy of the foods that you like to eat and your cravings and stuff. So maybe you should explain to the subscribers.
Yeah, that was Kim from Pennsylvania. So thank you for calling and thanks for your sweet message. I have been changing my cravings, or my cravings have been naturally changing throughout the whole process. In the beginning, what was it? In the beginning, I just wanted like candy. Right.
In the beginning, you couldn't eat protein.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't eat any protein, including chicken. Chicken would make me violently ill in the beginning. That was like first, early second trimester. And then later in my second trimester, it's gotten a lot better where I can have meat. But what I'm noticing is I really can't overeat. So like if there's something that I love to eat, if I eat a lot of it to the point where like I feel my stomach like protruding and I'm so full, I immediately get sick that night. Like I just, no matter what food it is, the hormones in my body like can't digest a ton of food. But the baby does love carbs. So, but like only plain carbs. So like bagels with butter, bagels with cream cheese, toast with butter. I love cereals, pasta, but the pasta can't be heavy. It has to be like, and no tomato sauce. I have like crazy heartburn now in my pregnancy.
Now you do,
And like, it's not from anything I eat. It's like if I drink a bottle of water, I get heartburn. So I can't, I just have to stay away from the things that cause it because it would like naturally cause heartburn, like tomatoes and peppers and that kind of stuff, because that would just make it even worse.
Yeah.
It's changing all the time.
Yeah. In the beginning, you were able to have like the regular pizza and stuff like that. But now going into-
I can't have pizza anymore.
I think you're going into your third trimester, right? Or soon?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've definitely had some cravings for like watermelon. Was it Sour Patch Kids?
Watermelon Sour Patch.
Yeah. And most recently, she's asking me for diet sodas, which she doesn't have all the time. I think she had like
I had one.
You had once. One. I know. I'm just where.
And I get the caffeine.
She gets
one.
The caffeine free one, guys.
And it's all chemicals. It's horrible.
I know.
I can't
it's horrible.
You didn't even say that. I had it once.
Listen, we all have a little something here and there. There's nothing wrong with it. We're all human. So, anyway, those are some of the cravings right now, guys. Thanks for checking in with us, and to the next caller, guys.
I just recently started a relationship of a sort, and we did not communicate too well in the beginning. So I ended up catching feelings, and it wasn't there for them for medical reasons and et cetera, and they didn't want to hurt me. But now we're trying to work it out, and I still have these feelings for him. I think he still has feelings for me. So my question would be, like, what kind of tips going forward can you give me on, like, how to communicate better, how to be a good partner, and how to generally keep the relationship positive and on a good track as far as, like, personal happiness and work and et cetera and just all life ways and, like, maybe some self-love on my end. Thank y'all.
Oh, damn. Well, it seems like she's in a situation. And, you know, like most relationships – it's a wait and see. I would definitely to improve any relationship, I would definitely work on myself to be my best self so that, you know, your side of the street is clean and that if there are any issues, you know it's not you. You know what I'm saying? Communication is also key. So that you're upfront with your partner to let them know your intentions, to let them know how you feel. And if they don't feel the same, at least everything is sort of on the table so that, you can decide to either move forward or like I said, keep it moving or obviously stay in the relationship and see what happens. So good luck. This seems like you're in the beginning of, a relationship and really beginning, but only time will tell. But the best remedy is communication, obviously, and being your best self, which you'll know if this person is for you or not.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Emma. I'm from right outside of LA in California. I have been an avid listener of Here's the Sitch podcast since it started. I was introduced to you guys actually by my boyfriend because he's been a Jersey Shore fan from the beginning. I just love your podcast because I'm all about positivity and self-growth, but I do struggle with anxiety. In the last episode that I listened to, you guys were talking about staying in the present moment, and that's something that I really struggle with. It's just tough for my mind to stay present sometimes instead of always thinking and worrying about the next thing. So I was just wondering if you have any tips or tricks for staying present.
Oh, damn. I actually do, and I read this last night. You know, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. I love quotes and things like that. I always write them down and save them so that if any sort of life events come across, they really are true if you practice them. So really what this is saying is to stay in the present moment. And to stay in the present moment, you have to go back to sort of the necessities and the basics of life. You know, if you're concentrating on, you know, exercise in the morning to help with stress and anxiety and depression, that's definitely going to be a good indicator of your day, along with a healthy diet, you know, hydrating, staying away from sugar, being your best self, being good to your neighbor and your friends and things like that. Those basics right there, you're kind of consumed with the present. Am I right, honey?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
No, you are right. And you broke down the quote like piece by piece.
Yeah. So
that's what it is.
I'm consumed with the present because I'm always trying to.
You're also naturally really good at that. And I think for a lot of people, it's really hard. It's been harder for me to be like that than it is for you. Like, you're naturally like that.
Yeah.
But I think the best way that I still can improve on that. And it's just the only way it gets easier and you become more mindful and more present is just through practice. Yeah. Like there's no shortcut around it. So you can't just like not put in the work.
Yeah.
And then one day be like, oh, when I go on that trip and I'm with my family, I'm going to be really mindful. It's like you have to practice to be mindful every single day.
Yep.
And like mindful people are not honking the horn at someone who didn't let them in.
Hell no.
At the Yield. They're not the people being rude to cashiers. They're the people that are like letting people cut in front of them. They're the people that are asking the cashier, how are you today?
Yeah.
Maybe talking to them by their name tag.
Yeah.
And seeing how they're doing. You know what I mean? Like they're people that are in the present moment and not rushing to get to the next one.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Kindness goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And putting that positivity in the world is really not a cliche. It's really how I live my life. I'm consumed on a daily basis with the basics and being my best self. Any other things that I may have to handle, like priorities, I'll slowly get to in steps. If there's anything that you're worried about, just work on getting to it in steps. We don't look at the whole staircase. We look at the next step. So I feel that if you concentrate on some of those basics that I had told you or had mentioned, I think you'll start to do or you'll start to feel a little bit better, you know?
Situations, BDS, Lawrence. This is Seth from Kentucky. I just wanted to reach out and say, Mike, I've watched you literally since I graduated high school and I'm 30. And it is incredible to see your evolution. I'm introducing my wife. She started watching Family Vacation without even watching Jersey Shore. So I have started her out at the very beginning. And we're starting on season 2. I'm so excited. She's excited. She loves it. Lauren, I just got to say, you are an incredibly strong woman to help with Mike. My father battled with an addiction for a long time, and my mom never gave up on him. So it's really awesome to see other people who love each other so much not give up. That's what love's built on, is trust and teamwork. My question is, Mike, you guys have been trying to have a baby for a long time, and congratulations on the baby. How did you keep motivated, I guess you'd say, and how did you keep from getting discouraged after every time not getting pregnant? My wife and I have been working on trying to get pregnant for the last year and a half, and it's just negative pregnancy tests, negative pregnancy tests. And it, as you, I'm sure, know, it could take a toll on you.
Wow. This is a good one. First and foremost, thank you so much for the kind words. Yeah, me and my wife, we never gave up on each other. So she is a very, very strong woman, and she has been beside me the whole time, and she's one of the reasons why I am the man I am today. But when we were going through some difficulties, I didn't even feel that they were difficulties. I just felt that things were happening on God's timetable. I just felt that, you know, if we continue to be positive, and kind of like the quote, if you deserve it, the universe is going to serve it. I kept that energy in myself and for my wife, and I kept positive, and I never gave up. And if we, you know, if we came across a not a negative test, but if they said not, we weren't pregnant, it wasn't, in my mind, it wasn't a big deal. All right, well, we'll try again next month, you know. And obviously, when you're trying to be pregnant, it's fun. I also feel that, you know, I kind of took the pressure off her and off myself, saying that, you know, I feel that if you put so much pressure and stress on you, it's not going to happen biologically because of that stress. So you have to like let go and let God handle it. Obviously, we had a timetable in our brains of if this didn't work, we might have to try other options. But I wanted to do it naturally, and I gave us like a 3 to 6 month timetable, you know, to try naturally and be positive and put positive music on and put candles on. I was trying different things. I was really putting into practice exactly what I preach. If one way doesn't work, guess what? We're going to try another way. And we did that all the time. And I kept sort of leadership in my family for both myself and my wife to not give up. Like, all right, it's going to happen. Let's continue to be positive. Let's try to do sexy time downstairs, or let's try to do something different, or there's so many ways to spice up your love life. I think the main thing is not to put so much pressure on yourself, because biologically, I think that releases cortisol when you're stressed, and you're not going to, you know, conceive that way. Am I right, honey?
Yeah. Stress is like the worst thing in the world for your health. So, but it's natural to feel those reactions when you take a test every month and that happens. Maybe it's more for the girl than the guy that you have that feeling, because the girl's taking the test. I don't know. But you have to just like let go and surrender. Mm-hmm. But we did conceive naturally. We had, like he said, we had open communication and a timeline, and we had a time frame where we said, okay, if it doesn't happen by this time, then we'll pursue other options. But we also were under the care of a fertility doctor, and I would highly suggest going to one to just get checked out.
To get your levels checked out, yeah.
To get every level checked out, all different tests they have nowadays, and everything came back good, but they also can just clear your mind of having stress, like something's wrong, because the doctor may be like, nothing's wrong, go live your life, and if you want to try something to speed up your timeline, then we can, but I don't think you need it. And that's what our doctor said to us. So we went home and we worked on it, and it happens on our own. So I really just had to finally let go the thinking about it and obsessing about it. Yeah. That's really when it happened.
I know. I had many conversations with my wife, and I was like, honey, just let me lead this. And she was just like, all right, fine. And then we kind of took my approach, and it happened. So, you know, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to finish this one off with a quote, which also ties into pretty much our whole podcast and exactly what we were speaking most of the time. You have to lose a few battles in order to learn how to win the war. Wow. It's so true.
It's a good one.
That's a good one, right, honey?
I like that one. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will check in with you guys soon, and keep up the good work in 2021.